Now, the idea is not as crazy as it sounds. I started a contest 4 years ago called Dance Your PhD. Instead of explaining their research with words, scientists have to explain it with dance. Now, surprisingly, it seems to work. Dance really can make science easier to understand. But don't take my word for it. Go on the internet and search for Dance Your PhD. There are hundreds of dancing scientists waiting for you. The most surprising thing that I've learned while running this contest is that some scientists are now working directly with dancers on their research. For example, at the University of Minnesota, there's a biomedical engineer named David Odie, and he works with dancers to study how cells move. They do it by changing their shape. When a chemical signal washes up on one side, it triggers the cell to expand its shape on that side because the cell is constantly touching and tugging at the environment. So that allows cells to ooze along in the right directions. But what seems so slow and graceful from the outside is really more like chaos inside, because cells control their shape with a skeleton of rigid protein fibers. And those fibers are constantly falling apart. But just as quickly as they explode, more proteins attach to the ends and grow them longer. So it's constantly changing, just to remain exactly the same. Now, David builds mathematical models of this, and then he tests those in the lab. But before he does that, he works with dancers to figure out what kinds of models to build in the first place. It's basically efficient brainstorming. And when I visited David to learn about his research, he used dancers to explain it to me, rather than the usual method, PowerPoint.